Officials with two small interior school districts are staying positive despite failing to make federally mandated adequate yearly progress on standardized tests. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Students returned to classes Monday in the Nenana City School District, while the kids in Fairbanks and other area districts around the interior are already into their second week now. That includes the Delta Greeley School District in the Delta Junction area. Superintendent Duncan Ware says he, like school officials statewide, have been reviewing district's AYP scores that were released August 12th. Ware says the scores reflect a glimpse into the district's instruction gained from 3 days of testing students in grades 3 through 10 earlier this year.
It's one of those things that's very typical of testing. It's a snapshot. It's that day, that time.
Eric Gebhardt, Nenana School's superintendent, says that's pretty much how he looks at the AYPs.
Say that on these 3 days, you know, we're going to judge your whole year's worth of work. You know, and you get sick, or you have a death in the family, or you just have a bad day.
But both Gebhardt and Ware agree that the tests are useful in showing some problems that need attention. For example, Ware cites Delta High School's failure to meet AYP because it fell short in two categories out of 31.
Met the criteria for making AYP across the board, except for language arts and mathematics for economically disadvantaged students. That at least narrows down our population that we now need to address. How do we make the educational process for these students more efficient and more effective?
The federal No Child Left Behind Act says schools that meet all of the 31 mandated targets have made adequate yearly progress. 4 out of 6 schools in the Delta Greeley District fell short of AYP, as did both of Nenana's schools, and most statewide. Just over 45% of Alaska's schools made AYP. State education officials say that's at least partly because the federal AYP standards were raised again last year, as happens every few years. Ware says AYP results can also obscure a school's real progress. For example, the Delta Cyber School, which provides online instruction to dozens of students statewide, failed to make AYP because district officials could only get 91.4% of the students around the state who are enrolled in the program to take the test on the appointed days. That fell short of the 95% required.
The entire school and the work they've done gets discounted because we couldn't get everyone to come in and test.
Gebhardt has similar stories to tell, like the one about a student in Cake, where he taught before coming to Nenana. The student was the best reader in the class, his teacher said, so it seemed very unusual when he tested very low in language skills. Gebhardt says he talked with the boy and found that he was just doodling on the test, as kids do sometimes.
Sat him down outside. I said, "Now, did you try or did you just make Mark?" "Oh, I just made Mark."
Gebhardt said the next year the boy got serious and showed his real abilities.
1 year later, when he took the test, he came and found me, you know, and he said, "Mr. Gebhardt, I wanted to let you know I did my best."
Both Gebhardt and Ware say that's one of the advantages of teaching in a small district, getting to know the couple hundred students pretty well, which helps them to understand whether a kid is just having a bad day on the day of testing or whether she really gave it her best. Les Morse, Deputy Commissioner of the State Department of Education and Early Childhood Development, says in his experience, that's long been true of rural school administrators.
Well, I think what you see in the rural areas is that everyone from the superintendent oftentimes on down understands the kids, understands the issues, and knows we got to take a look at some other pieces of data.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.